Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Sandspants Radio, are you going skiing this weekend? If so, wear two pairs of socks. Keep your toes cool.
Hey everyone, got some good news and got some bad news. Good news is we're still coming up to Sydney in February with our good friend Adam for two nights. Details for all of that and where you can purchase tickets for one, either, or both nights are in the show notes of this very episode. Bad news is, while we wanted to head up to Brisbane and Canberra at the same time, we couldn't get any venues around the dates we wanted. But never fear, we are planning something a little bigger towards the middle of the year, so hopefully that all goes according to plan, and we'll be seeing some of your handsome faces very soon. Keep being amazing, and don't forget to check out our other shows, like D&D is for Nerds, or Super Gym Friends.
Hey everybody, and welcome to another episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask the important questions like, how does the afterlife work in Pirates of the Caribbean 1, 2, 3, and then on Stranger Tides?
Doesn't. That's the answer.
Right. That was a short episode, yeah.
Okay.
So. Elaborate, Adam. Show me the goods.
In the first movie, we can just regard that almost entirely because they don't reference it at all. There's the undead, but that's not really the same thing, right?
Yeah.
In the second one, we see Elizabeth, her dad, is in a boat, slowly sailing, obviously, to the afterlife, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then, in the third one, where they rescue Jack...
He's in a desert.
He's in a desert, first off. There are no boats, there's no little boats there. Where's everyone else?
Well, what I assume happens is that you sail your little boat.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you wash up at the shore.
And then...
Then you get out?
But where are the boats that wash up?
They get it's a heaven. Can be anything. Doesn't matter.
If they have to travel there by boat, fucking keep some consistency. What happens to the boats?
Well, I don't know. I assume, were those boats even going to the desert? Or is the desert that Jack arrives in some kind of like specific hell for Jack Sparrow himself? Is that the idea?
Furthermore. So Davy Jones is supposed to deal with that. That's his job.
Yeah.
He ferries souls to the afterlife or whatever. He ain't doing his job. What the fuck is happening there?
He's not doing his job.
He isn't. Isn't that the point? He doesn't do his fucking job and people are pissed at him because of that.
He kind of does his job. He gets people on the boat. People
and they
are
become
like,
the boat, no, yeah?
That's not the same thing.
Part of the ship, part of the crew,
that's
Adam.
That's not the same thing.
Okay.
He's supposed to... Him and his crew are supposed to ferry people to the afterlife, but they don't do that. He's running awry.
But isn't it like he gets you... So you're in a ship crash.
Yeah.
Whatever they call that.
Shipwreck.
There it is. And you're standing. You're like, oh, I'm up against the bloody barrier.
Yeah.
And Davy Jones comes up to you and he says, do you fear death?
That's not what he's meant to do, though.
What's he meant to do?
He's meant to take your soul to the afterlife.
Oh.
Not make you one of the crew.
Well, then what the fuck is the little boat?
That's you going to the afterlife. Davy Jones is supposed to take
does
care of that
shit.
Does
he put you in a boat?
Does he organize the little boat?
He's supposed to organize that. Who the fuck's who's picking up this slack? Because the queen of the sea or whatever is some fucking chick.
She's a lot of crabs.
She can't help anyone. Who the fuck is picking up that slack?
Well, I guess that just means that the afterlife in the Pirates of the Caribbean universe is like in disarray.
It's got to be.
Which clearly it is, because you got fucking ghost pirates over here. You got fucking zombies out the wazoo in On Stranger Tides.
Keith Richards is still alive.
He's so kicking it about.
You know death does not exist when Keith Richards is still alive.
So this very funny, I forget where who said it, but someone said recently to me, you know, I'm getting to that point in my life where I'm getting a bit older and I'm just worried about what sort of world we're going to leave behind for Keith Richards.
That's great.
It's a good line.
So something that I've always been confused about is how do Elizabeth Swann and the gang get to the desert afterlife? So if they do that, they flip the world. Does that mean they are now in the afterlife?
Yeah, that's got to be it, right?
Ups are down.
Ups are down, downs are ups.
They sail.
No,
the afterlife
no,
is a place
no,
you can
say- no, no,
no. No, because they meet. There's people dying.
No, no. Mm. No, no, shut up.
All right.
Because that's how they get out of the afterlife.
But
to get there, they sail to the end of the world.
And on the way to the end of the world, who they meet?
They meet the dad.
Who are also traveling to
the end of the world, but they're not going to where Jack Sparrow is my point.
Is not Jack Sparrow in some sort of limbo afterlife thing?
But not the... Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm saying that he's not...
He's got his own personal hell.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like he's
but
in
that's
like...
that's an afterlife.
It's a afterlife.
Yeah. Yeah, you travel to the end of the world, and then you get into the afterlife. So they go into the afterlife.
Yep.
They rescue Jack Sparrow and then bring him back. But when you go to the afterlife, how do you bring your body? Because Jack Sparrow brings his body.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm confused about it. Because it's not like Jack Sparrow...
Everyone's bringing their body. The fuck is that?
Does that imply that the afterlife is just a physical location in the world of Pirates of the Caribbean?
Yep.
Beyond the map's borders is literally heaven.
Mm.
Or...
heaven, hell, and everything in between.
Because I just became real... fucking tired because Jack Sparrow
my world.
Can. There's a lot of. Remember, he licks a crab. There's several Jack Sparrows at certain points.
Presumably, that's just part of his hell, though.
Like, yeah, but that I comes feel... into the real world. So there's lots of Jack Sparrows on the.
Yeah, what happens with that
on travel? The on the boat, right?
I've been on the ride. I can't remember any of this from the ride.
All I remember from the ride is that. It looked like a pig was given head to a pirate.
I've never been on the ride, so...
And please. I remember just being like...
It's no spoilers.
Well, what's that pig doing?
So please explain to me what the ride says about death and the afterlife.
It says that they don't tell no tales. That's
dead
it.
Man tell no tales.
Dead man tell no tales. And that's...
Is that the... no, Black
Pearl. So let's... Okay, let's go through, in all of the Pirates of the Caribbean movies, all of the forms of afterlife. So you either become a zombie from taking cursed gold.
Okay. Is there another way to do it?
What?
In the Pirates of the Caribbean. Do they reference another way to do it?
To what?
To
become
a zombie.
Oh, you can become a sea person.
Yeah, that's only if you're part of Davy Jones' crew, though. Part of the ship, part of the crew.
I could almost consider that type of afterlife.
I suppose. Because, like, they don't really explain what happens to Bootstrap Bill once he becomes...
The ship.
Fully part of the ship.
Yeah.
Like that other lad does. His mind's gone. It's real sad.
It is.
No, okay, so you can be a zombie pirate.
You can be a zombie fishman, part of Davy
Jones'
crew.
Zombie fishman. You can be in a desert.
You can be easily rescued.
Easily rescued. Just go to the end of the world. You're fine. You can be in just on a boat sailing towards like a nice afterlife, I guess.
Yeah.
You can also be another kind of zombie that Blackbeard has in On Stranger Tides.
Yeah, there are.
There
he does.
Are different zombies.
There are so many different.
Plus, in the new film, they're ghost pirates. So you can be a ghost as well.
Wait, weren't mermaids once people?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, isn't that a thing? Mermaids were
fuck
once
me.
People.
Oh, man.
They were.
They become so... mermaids? Yeah.
I think
it's fucked.
The danger here is mixing. Like, what if you're a mermaid? Took
and
some
you become part
gold?
Of the crew?
Yeah, exactly.
Part of the ship, part of the crew?
What would you guys choose of all the afterlives? I think part of the ship, part of the crew, because eventually you're just a boat. That's all right.
Yeah, I like the taste of apples. Is there anyone where you still get to eat
I
apples?
I think they all sound pretty shit.
Well, yeah, but...
yeah, I mean, that's afterlife for you.
So, I take the one where you sail in the boats to an unknown place. Because I don't know what that is. That could be nice, comparatively.
They seem slightly frightened, though. Because
you remember, people on the boat? No, they seem all right.
No, but you remember Elizabeth's dad is in the boat.
Yeah.
Elizabeth's like, papa, papa.
She's frightened. I don't think he is. He seems pretty calm.
What does he say? Is he just like, it's fine, Elizabeth?
It's like, later, bro.
I think he's kind of calm about everything.
Don't they?
I think the fucking... what's he? Because he's in Game of Thrones as well.
Who?
Elizabeth's dad. He plays the High Sparrow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The High Sparrow is very...
Oh my god, he does! Fuck.
You just realized that.
That's amazing.
Yep. Any of these references landing for you?
I know what a sparrow is.
Yeah. Yeah. But we'll take it.
Close enough.
I've been watching Friends reruns, guys. Come on.
Oh, man.
Okay, so when Chandler dies and yep. goes to that place of sand.
Yeah, remember when Chandler's licking the crab? But it's like, could this be any more of a crab?
When Chandler's feeling very awkward about the entire sand process.
Guys, there's so more than other characters in Chandler. Come on.
That's right.
When Phoebe Joey yeah, is in the boat and when is assuring...
I did just watch the one where Joey's in the boat, so...
There you go. There's a lot of illusions. No, isn't it in... When Elizabeth Swann's dad is in the boat, doesn't he fall in? Doesn't someone fall in?
No.
What if you did? What if... So...
That's probably a Davy Jones problem. That's something Davy Jones should fix, but he doesn't, because he's doing other shit.
In the Pirates of the Caribbean world... The barrier between the ephemeral and the ethereal and the physical doesn't exist.
Oh, yeah?
You got something on your
tongue. I got something I want to say, but you finish your point.
Because I think if, say, we're all on a pirate ship. Yar. And we're sailing through the water, and we see a boat.
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go. Pirate City. And yar. we see Zammit, and he's died. Oh, sad. But he's in a boat, and he's heading for the afterlife. I reckon if I got in that boat with Zammit,
and
I
took him off the boat, he'd be fine.
Just go to the afterlife.
Oh, right. You could go to the afterlife.
But Elizabeth's dad seems very adamant that he can't get out of the boat.
Well, I'll go with Zammit. That's fine.
Yeah.
But my point is, I think it's still a physical... Because I can go get fucking Jack Sparrow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I reckon I could easily jump in that
there,
boat.
Grab some podcasting equipment, keep going with this show.
Yeah, exactly.
So Davy Jones isn't running a tight ship.
Not at all, really,
no,
is he?
No.
Does he run... He doesn't
run the
afterlife.
He's not doing
afterlife.
His job.
He's just like a ferryman, almost.
Yeah, like the guy who brings you across the River Styx.
Yeah. He's just there to be like, hey, I'm taking... But what the fuck is his actual job? Because...
That is.
That's no, but if that's his job, fucking Elizabeth's dad still ends up in a boat. So if Davy Jones is going to
picking up that slack, yeah.
Who is?
I don't know. Okay, here's another point. So if I die on land...
Yeah.
How does Davy Jones get to me? He can't come on land.
I'm sure there's another lad with a truck.
What if I die in a lake?
A lad with a truck.
In a
truck.
Lake, there's a lake fellow.
There's fellas everywhere then, apparently.
Imagine like a guy with a truck and it's like instead of fish, it's like deer and cows.
If I
part
drown.
Of the truck, part of the crew, yeah.
Does he take the bodies? No, he doesn't. He can't, right?
What
he
do you
can't
mean?
Take, because Elizabeth's dad and stuff, they have their bodies.
No, hang on. Here, what the fuck? So
if you drown...
So, okay, my point was going to be, say I drown in water.
Yeah.
And a lifeguard comes, saves me, takes me up on land, and is like, nope, he's died.
Davy Jones just stands at the edge of the water like, damn it.
Bring me the body back.
I can't walk on water. Bring him to me.
Can't walk on land.
Can't walk on land. Well, you can't walk on water either. It's not Jesus. What I was going to say is that... Davy Jones actually at no point physically takes anyone anywhere except onto his boat.
Yeah.
Because he says, do you fear death? And if they say no, he kills them.
Mm.
But he doesn't do anything with the body. He just kills them, which means their soul must go into the boat.
Does that mean
that? Well, what else does it mean? Where's that guy's soul
going? It's not going anywhere. That's the problem. He's not doing his job.
Okay, what... So what would he be doing if he was doing his job?
Yeah, okay, where I'm on a boat.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Zammit's crashed it. That's how he died.
Yeah.
I know. I've been lined up by Davy Jones.
Davy Jones is
what's
like...
What's he doing to me?
Davy Jones
yep.
Somehow provides you with the necessary equipment or materials to go to the afterlife, and then he makes sure you get there.
So he's like, here's a boat, Jackson.
Or maybe he takes you there himself in his boat. I'm not 100% sure, because we have not seen him do his job.
Well, what does Will Turner do when Will Turner becomes the new Davy Jones?
Presumably he does his job, but we don't see that either.
He just has his crew, though. Surely, if getting them on your crew is illegal and not part of the Davy Jones experience.
By Meyer. The Davy Jones experience by Meyer.
Will Turner should just be like, everyone can go to heaven now. Sorry. You know? Which,
yeah.
Does heaven exist? Like the biblical heaven?
But I think Okay, so Davey.
That's a big question. Yeah. That's a big question Jones, for plumbing the bad stuff.
And then later on, Will Turner are empowered by the god of the sea or whatever, that chick, right? That's how they get their power.
Yeah,
that
it is. Yeah, that it is confirmed. Yeah.
And part of that agreement is that one day a year, Will Turner can step onto dry land.
Yeah.
What was the point I was trying to make?
I think a lot of this episode has just been us nutting out the exact specifics of all of the rules.
Well, I was upset when you said disregard the first movie completely. That's the only one I damn remember.
But it's not... nothing about the undeath afterlife happens in that movie. Undeath.
That guy's eye falls out, the guy from The Office.
That's true.
Yeah.
Something weird about the first movie that I was always puzzled with.
It's pretty
Thank
hectic.
You.
Something weird about the first movie is that... So there's a couple of scenes where, you know, they're ghost pirates, they're zombies. Mm. And they get their arm cut off or they get stabbed. But because they're zombies, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And then when Jack Sparrow puts the last piece of cursed Aztec gold back in the treasure chest, everybody who's got stabbed bleeds out and dies.
I think this is just people who have just been hit. I think there's like a period because you're right. One person, Barbossa, gets shot before it happens. And then Will Turner immediately drops it and he, you know, has been hurt.
But then he comes back through voodoo magic.
Yeah.
That Man, the afterlife is a after mess. This. Yeah.
Oh, he's brought back by the.
She's the queen of the sea. So
although, fuck. No. Oh my God. Because he dies on land. Oh, so whoever the land guy is should have taken him away.
But the sea guy took him.
For some reason, the sea chick can bring him back. So she's got to have some jurisdiction on the land. So then how does she get souls to the after? It's a fucking mess, is what we're saying. But you're right. Like, anyone else on the crew fighting those soldiers at the end, they're only being stabbed after it's happened.
Okay.
But Barbossa was shot beforehand.
Yeah.
So that doesn't make sense.
And also the fellow from The Office and the little fat goblin lad.
Yeah.
They
Man, I hope he's not a listener. Little fat goblin lad.
If you are a listener, come on here and defend your title as not a little fat goblin lad against Jackson. Please do.
I'm sorry, whatever your name is. But I'm fairly sure they get attacked and shot. But in the end, they're just fine. Also, at the end,
I don't know about that.
Oh, no, they don't. No, in fact, at the end,
have a comedy scene.
They join the Navy.
Yeah, they have a comedy scene.
And then in like, the next movie, they're like, well, that didn't work out, and we're looking for God. Yeah, they're all about like God in the next movie.
I don't know about that.
Something weird about Pirates of the Caribbean is surely if you were Jack Sparrow and the gang, you would realize that anything could be true.
Yeah.
And like you would like turn to God, surely.
Potentially, yeah.
Also, like, if anyone died, you're like, yeah, whatever. I'm just gonna get him back.
I'm not seeing anything that, like, if I'm in the Pirates of the Caribbean world and I'm having those adventures, I'm like, well, the Bible says a lot of things, but none of what the Bible has said I have seen. Yeah, there's definitely something going on, but I don't know.
There are very few mentions of a kraken in the Bible.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
the
true.
Bible does not mention a sea goddess or Davy Jones at any point.
I hope the new movie, the first 40 minutes, is just somebody sitting down explaining what the afterlife is.
Someone's just like,
fuck, I hope so as well.
Listen up. just a one shot of Johnny Depp, not even in costume, just right, as Johnny Depp going.
Okay, my bad.
Shouldn't have brought the dog in.
That's okay. I'm sorry about that. Imagine if we killed his... Did we kill his dogs?
No, we didn't kill
Imagine
his
if we had.
Dog.
Fuck, that would be good.
Fuckface. What's his name? Threatened it a bunch.
Yeah.
That, forget his name.
Oh, me too.
The funny thing is, the only thing I know about him is that I'm pretty sure he was just saying those things to seem relevant, and I can't remember his name, so it didn't work.
Nice try, dickhead.
Yeah, fuck
Whoever you are. But yeah, surely that means death's just not permanent in the Pirates of the Caribbean. It messes your brain up because Jack Sparrow comes out of the desert afterlife not great.
Yeah, and yeah, no, that sounds about right.
But for the most part, like, you're fine coming back. You want to get brought back by the sea witch.
Yep.
Barbossa seems okay. What's her name?
He's eating a fucking
Calypso.
Apple.
Calypso. You want to be brought back by Calypso if you want to be brought back by anybody, you know. What about ships in a bottle? I mean, it's not really the afterlife, but it's also an issue. In On Stranger Tides, they take the black pearl and they put it in a bottle.
That's right, they do.
Yeah.
They just put a bunch of ships in
a bottle. I haven't seen this movie.
No, it's just small, like a ship in a bottle.
Blackbeard
also the smallest ship.
Yeah, Blackbeard has
keeps them as like
magic, I guess.
Yeah, prizes or treasures.
Also, I guess there are wizards
Yeah. Wait, where does Blackbeard get his magic? I forget.
I think he just has it.
I thought he gets it from someone.
No.
Yeah.
A weird thing about Pirates of the Caribbean, and it's a topic for another episode, but how will the world develop to this point with all of that happening?
Nothing. Surely it's an alternative universe, right?
Yeah, but like, I mean, if it's going to continually develop, surely.
Yeah.
Like, it won't develop to exactly this, but what the fuck does the future Pirates of the Caribbean world look like?
Well, when Pirates of the Caribbean 14 comes out and they're doing modern navies, yeah? We'll find out.
Modern navy being like, we have instructions to a pirate treasure. It can only be found by those that have already found it. And everyone's like, this is ridiculous.
Imagine, you know, I think it's in the second or the third one where they've got the whirlpool and the two pirate ships are firing at each other. Imagine that, but with modern navies.
Fuck, that would be so good. So
two ships are fighting in a whirlpool for those of you in the office and listening to this. Do not know that
story. I remember that bit.
All right.
That was a good moment.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Davy Jones,
yeah,
can he materialize? Because he can kind of
teleport.
But can he just do that period, or can he do that through the medium of wood? Because if he can't do that on a...
What?
Because doesn't he step out of the ship? What if you couldn't do that on a mutton ship? What if you're like running down the hall, you're like, fucking Davy Jones is coming, and then from a wall next to you, you hear,
I can't come through. I'll have to use the door. That's true, though. I mean, like, all of those pirate gods are just out of luck. Like, in the modern age, they just don't kind of function. Will Turner become a fishman? I think that's the question we really want to answer here.
Well, obviously, yeah. Like, that's...
But is that part of the deal, or is that because Davy Jones fucked up his job?
Oh, no, you're right.
That's what I always say.
Oh, no, you're right!
Because at the
end... They are all fish people because of that.
That's right. So at the end, everybody becomes irregular people again. So that means that...
Will Turner, so long as he keeps up his bargain, he's fine.
He's going to be handsome lad Will Turner for the rest of his life. Orlando Bloom, gorgeous.
Also, Davy Jones's one problem is that his heart has been taken out, and that's his weak spot. But Will Turner doesn't have that problem.
No. No, yes, he does.
Was his heart taken out?
Yeah, that's how you defeat Davy Jones. You stab his heart, put your heart in there. It's a deal. Anyway, Davy Jones left his place. He was just like, beach, I guess. That's a good place for my heart. Nah, dropping them bottom of the ocean. Pff, nobody can get it there. Yeah. Mariana Trench.
Also, if you drop it there, then you can teleport there, because he can't go on land.
Exactly. Also, and it's just a final puzzle of the Pirates of the Caribbean universe, irrelevant to the afterlife, but still confusing. In the new movie, they're trying to find the Trident of Poseidon to control the sea.
Poseidon Trident.
Yep, Poseidon Trident. Which I guess
I
means
just wanted to repeat Greek that because it's fun to say.
Greek gods. Greek gods. Are real. Zeus is about. That's good.
That means there are multiple gods of the sea. What is this?
It also means that there's the Greek afterlife.
Whose afterlife do you go to?
Maybe it's like superannuation. You get to pick.
My question is,
yeah,
do you go to the afterlife of the god that you believe in or worship? Or do Greek people just go to the Greek afterlife?
Is it just like, you're Greek, so that's where you're headed.
What if you're half Greek?
Then I assume you get to choose. They're like, would you like to just go to the desert? Or would you like to...
Maybe that's Davy Jones's job.
To tell you where you're going.
To help you figure it out.
He's like, here's fucking your options.
Here's the pamphlets for the different afterlife.
I'll give you about half an hour to look over them, and then you can come to me and tell me where you're going.
And maybe that's why he doesn't do his job, because pamphlets don't do well in water.
Yeah.
Then, if he's not doing that job, people are still going to the afterlife. That's managed separately. He's just your travel agent.
Also, I'm fairly sure, thinking about it now, where Jack Sparrow went must have been hell.
Well, obviously.
Yeah, that's not where you go.
Yeah, because there's tons of Johnny Depps there. It can't be hell.
Loads of Johnny Depps. That is a salty crabs. Nobody wants that. I think we sorted that.
Yeah, I think we're good. I think we figured that out.
Go team. And on that
quick
note,
ship this to Disney.
Disney, don't worry, we fixed it.
Ship this to Disney.
In a crate on a ship.
That's and genius. I guess it themes well.
And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Adam.
And I've been Michael Williams.
Where can we find you, Michael?
I do a podcast called Pop Quiz Hotshot. It's a movie trivia game show that I host in my lounge room. I also do another podcast called It's a Duck Blur, where me and my wife watch every single episode of DuckTales.
They're both mad. Check them out.
Cheers.
All right.
Bye.
If you think this show is worth at least a dollar, why not donate to our Patreon account? Follow the links on our website, sanspantsradio.com.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
You should celebrate yourself every day, but some days you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
ACAST powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.